Hello, everyone. Coming up, we have a lot to talk about, mostly because D23 Expo happened this past weekend, and there was quite a bit, not really announced per se, but there was definitely lots of updates, lots of exciting things to talk about. So that's what we're going to do today. Pretty much nothing else. So, live from the Bob Varley studio in Orlando, Florida, this is The Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 1046 for the week of August 27th, 2019. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com and by Disboards.com. If you're looking to discuss Disney, something else, I'm not quite sure what, after this show's over. Maybe Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, something. You can do it at Disboards.com with a million other people. It'll be fun. Head over to Disboards.com. I completely forgot my spiel for that, and I don't have it written down in front of me because to do that, I would have needed another 5 minutes, and we're already late as it is. But the good news is I only screwed up saying Dreams Unlimited Travel once today. I don't know why I can't
sure?
say that. I think just once. It's like I turned into Clouseau in Pink Panther, not the original. Steve Martin one. I would like to buy a hamburger. Like that. And that's just what I do.
I would like to buy the
Dreams Unlimited Travel. Just mush mouth comes out. Hey, everyone. We have a fun show for you today. I am your host, Craig Williams. The reason I am here is because Pete Werner is still currently somewhere. I'm not quite sure. I believe he's in Vancouver still, unless he went anywhere else after Alaska, but I know he's currently not here. He was insisting on Skyping in for this show today, and as I was driving over here, I got a message from Sean saying, if you're still planning on having Pete on the show today, he is currently asleep. So
that's definitely not happy.
That's just what we need, the live Pete sleep cam. Thrilling. Almost as thrilling as hearing my dulcet tones. Oh, yes. But today thank you very much.
Stop.
Okay, so today I am joined alongside by Corey Fiascanaro.
Hi, guys.
Teresa Eccles.
Hey.
Denny Sunderly.
Hi there.
Steve Porter.
Hello.
And back on the controls, Ryan the Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Hello. So we have... what's that?
I said hello.
Hello. Okay, so we have...
Can I go home yet?
Nope, you can't. You must suffer through this just like I have to. So we have a fun episode for you today. Of course, we're going to talk D23 Expo information and such in just a second. I want to apologize for the people watching this live that we are a little late here. It was because I was at the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge media preview that's happening today, and ooh. I was planning on basically showing up, checking in, and then heading right back to the studio after that to be ready for the show and such. But then there was a little bit of a surprise for me, because Corey usually takes care of all the interview scheduling and such that we do. And in this situation, I didn't know about it. So we start out with this presentation first thing in the morning, where they're kind of going over, they're promising that they're going to go over more details about Rise of the Resistance, and as well as information on Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser that I just realized that I completely forgot to put in my script for today with everything that we have. But we'll get to that anyways. We'll do that. Yeah, we have lots to do. But so they start off by talking about Rise of the Resistance, and they showed us a little bit more than we already saw. So if you've been paying attention to like all the announcements from D23 Expo over the weekend and beyond that, you might have seen now the new footage that they had from inside the ride that shows you moving around in your R5 First Order troop transport. I'm going to always get those screwed up. And it's moving around and weaving in and out. And all of a sudden, this lightsaber just comes crashing down through the ceiling and ripping apart. it looks absolutely incredible. And so we got to see a little bit more about that. We got to hear a little bit more about the different types of transportation. So basically at this point now, there's going to be three different types of transportation in the ride. Your first cruiser that you board, your first troop transport, you get captured by the Resistance, and then that's when you get on... Not the Resistance.
The
Why
first
am I?
Order.
You're part of the Resistance. You get captured by the First Order and move on to the troop transport that we've been seeing models of with the droid at the front for 2 years now. And then your final one is your droid First Order troop transport will pull into basically a motion simulator, and that will be how you experience the final portion. But the coolest part of that is there will, once you're pulled in there, to really simulate the feeling of getting in an escape pod and dropping out of your ship, there's going to be an actual physical drop down. So you're going to be in the simulator. It'll drop down, and then you'll move from there. It's so cool. But yeah, so they told us that. And then the big reveal was that with the preview today that we'd get to go inside Ride of the Resistance and see it. And it's, I think I said Ride of the Resistance.
You sure did.
Rise of the Resistance. Nice. I know. I'm like really going fast here, but it's because we have so much to get through today, and it's a busy day with that. But so we got to go inside there, and they told us over and over again, of course, it's not ready to be running for guests or anyone yet. I'm sure they're still testing it with Imagineering and stuff, and it's definitely on its way with that. But there were still a lot of areas that were definitely underway with it. But we have a video coming out with Corey and I's first thoughts on being actually in there. But three parts that we got to see. First, we got to see the secret area where we get to board our resistance transport ship. Yeah, and it's sitting right beside Poe Dameron's X-wing. And yeah, I know. See, Rhino's like half paying attention this entire time. You say Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron.
And his heart just jumps a flutter. And so that's awesome. You walk into it, and Nynub is going to actually be the one driving your troop transport. That then we kind of put together. I know there's been plenty of videos out there with people saying how the ride's going to work and stuff. I've been ignoring it for the most part because I want to be surprised with this attraction. But you could kind of tell how it's going to work now with our little tour that we got. And the troop transport ship's pretty awesome. But then we got to go actually into the first room that you've seen in all the photos with all of the stormtroopers lined up in a row. And there's the First Order fighter ship up there, and the big giant screen in the back that looks like the opening looking out into the starfield.
That's awesome.
And that's where our tour ended. It's the only thing we got to see. But this was the biggest room. I like, just amazingly massive, but filled with details. I mean, I'm talking, it's on the same level as like standing in one of the theater rooms, if you were like on the Great Movie Ride right at the end, or Universe of Energy in the big room. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking a room that's like, it feels like that same size, but instead of a big black room with screens on it, it's details just all throughout. Like,
awesome.
You legitimately just get enveloped in it. It was the coolest thing ever. So, and
get you all happy and excited.
Oh, no, it's just, this ride has been hyped up for so long that I was really starting to get worried, kind of. Not, I wasn't being vocal about it, but when it's getting that hyped up, you start to get worried, like, oh, it's not, there's no way it could possibly live up to expectations. And like, you know, with Smuggler's Run, there was enough people saying like, okay, you know, it's not going to be that great. So kind of take a step back, and it's fun, but it's not overwhelmingly going to blow you away. But with this, I feel like it's actually going to. And being able to just see that and know that they're at least nailing the details in there, it's very exciting.
Awesome.
So I hope everyone is excited to see it when it opens up December 5th. I know I will be there.
Yay.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
Very pumped. But okay, that was my housekeeping on why I was late. And of course, none of that mattered for the people who were listening and watching this later, because It's just like watching and listening on demand. Does anyone else have any housekeeping? Housekeeping?
Do we want to plug the Dreams 20?
We can continue plugging it.
Yeah, I just figured to help reach our goal in the Dreams 20 event where we're raising money for Give Kids a World, it's text Dreams 20 to 44321, yep. Correct? And then it will prompt you to a link that will you can choose how much you want to donate. I just got a text from our rep at Give Kids the World. He said it's over $13,000 from just directly through that link. So that's pretty amazing.
They're slowing down. We were at 11,000 last week. So that means you guys got to pick up the pace. Right. You don't have to donate directly. Remember, it's find 10 friends and have them donate and then tell your friends to tell 10 people about it. And get that power of 10 really rolling along. So, and we'll reach that goal very soon. I was trying to think of the best way to say it, and it just wasn't really snapping. So we're all tired right now.
I'm not.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I have housekeeping.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't say the number.
Yeah, 44321.
Yes, well, then I was tired enough not to listen. Sorry, Teresa. Go ahead.
It's okay. Talking about Give Kids the World, I'm still wrapping up the auction that we just had. If you have won an item and you have not heard from me or anybody on my team, please feel free to email me at teeckles@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. We are sending massive amounts of items out. Please be patient. We just haven't gotten to everybody yet. If you have not paid for your items, and there are a few of you, three of you, please do so. Please go in and, you know, swap out that credit card. Do what you got to do to pay for those items because you promised me you'd pay for them when you made the bid, right? If you're bidding on something, let's be serious about it and follow through. It's all about the follow through on this. So, yeah, I really want everything out of my office by October. I'm planning on it.
That's one month.
I have to take it home myself.
Yep. Right?
No, bless you.
Bless you.
So anyway, that's what I got to say. And Twisty Treat has amazing slushies. I noticed this week I've got my first slushie.
Do they get holiday flavors? Will they have
pumpkin flavor? They do. Pumpkin is amazing in the fall.
Oh, I'm coming for
there
that.
Yes, they have holiday flavors.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's exciting.
Shut up.
I just had a pumpkin coffee today, so I'm...
Did you? Oh, that's too early. That's too early.
Never.
I'm not going to complain because it was tasty on a hot day.
Everything in my place is already pumpkin.
Haley's, in your place?
Yeah, in my apartment. Haley's obsessed with pumpkin stuff, so pumpkin spice.
I don't know
coffee,
what's wrong with his
pumpkin
microphone.
Pumpkin Cheerios.
Pumpkin everything. Everything's pumpkin.
I do like pumpkin Pop Tarts.
I can't hear anything he's saying. I'm sorry.
He doesn't have a microphone?
It's registering a little bit, but I don't know if it's because you were swinging your head back and forth, but I can't hear anything.
Was it like
it sure was.
Well, how about this now?
It keeps cutting in and out. I think the cord is going bad. Could you unplug that for me, Craig?
Go ahead and mute that cord, though, first, so it doesn't get static.
Okay. So I have just a little bit of housekeeping here, too. Craig feels the same way, but he's fixing a situation here. We just wanted to give a shout-out to all the people that stopped to say hello to us over the weekend at D23. We appreciated it very much, and... I always say we're just looking at this camera and so seeing you people in person is always a very cool experience for us knowing you're three dimensional. And, so thank you for that. In particular, I just want to say thank you to Fabian for inviting me into his Marvel signing line where I got to meet Haley Atwell.
So jealous.
The family from the Glamdom Fandom podcast was very nice. They came to chat with Craig and I for a few minutes, and that was very cool and fun for us. Our friends Elise and Robert from Pixar. And then our listener friend Gary, who drove me around to get a poster and drop some stuff off to give to some people, and then of course a friend Andrew too that we hang out with a little bit too. So that was cool. It was a fun time.
Good times were had by all.
It was a good time. I hope so. You know, we can be painfully awkward sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay, do we want to check Fiasco's mic?
Sure.
See if it's back up and running now.
How do I sound?
You sound like you did during the mic check before the show.
Okay.
So
we're back in the habit. So, excellent. My favorite sequel. Okay, any other housekeeping?
Medea 2, boo.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Then we will jump right into all the exciting news and announcements and updates and from D23 Expo. That's basically going to be the entire show here. And we have to start off with basically what the entire news cycle was about in terms of D23 Expo with the parks, and that is Epcot and all the changes that will be coming to Epcot over the... I don't know what the timeline was on it. I know a lot of it's going to try to be in place, I'm sure, by the 50th anniversary and beyond. But regardless, it is definitely exciting to see what they're going to do with it. And, you know, it started...
I was going to say, it's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes. which of the four neighborhoods will it be? All four?
How beautiful day in the neighborhoods.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And so, you know, it really is. Epcot is just being revitalized in a complete new way. And it even started with the logo itself, that it was so low key. And yes, I realized I didn't put in a picture of the logo, but I think everyone has seen it by now. It's classic. It feels like the classic Epcot logo, and it just I feel like it's a much better logo than what happened with the mess of
Disney's Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
No, they did a good job.
Yeah,
they let someone other than the intern do it this time.
Yes. But beyond that, so we now know that Epcot will technically be made up of four different neighborhoods. And the only neighborhood that will be remaining the same is World Showcase. And no announcements about any pavilions or anything, even though we all thought that Brazil pavilion really was coming. I think I can't remember which other site put it out there, but there was even a post on Twitter where I think Mercyhurst College,
yes, mm-hmm,
and I think in Pennsylvania, I believe, yep, it was, they posted about how one of their alumni was actually going down to Brazil in
was
order
there
to
now
recruit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, that was the post?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And then they took it down from Twitter. The college, like,
that's
quickly
up.
Deleted it, but not before so many people got screenshots of it.
Good golly.
Well, maybe that means that it is coming.
You got to lean into the microphone when you talk. It's not working. Sorry.
I have a feeling that it's never going to come. This is just my prediction. I have a feeling that it's never going to happen because there's no IP tie-in.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know.
What about Freely?
What?
Nothing.
There's just such a – there's a partnership between Disney and Brazil and tourism industry.
Oh, there's so many guests
from
Brazil.
I would imagine. Absolutely.
It makes sense, but I'm just – I think we're in an era now where, like, if there's not a movie tie-in, we're not seeing it. Like, we had, like, tons of confirmation that we thought it was going to happen and, you know, all these rumors, but then it – that was the same rumor that happened last Expo, that there was going to be a Brazil pavilion, and it never happened. Yeah. And then it was again this pavilion. I just think in 5 or 10 years from now, we're going to hear like, oh yeah, they had the whole plans all developed, but then it never came.
I think it's still coming. And in terms of tie-ins, if you don't believe that they won't find a way to greenlight a movie or something else that can tie in even more, then I mean, it's just going to happen eventually, but I think that'll come. But yes, World Showcase is staying the same. In terms of the announcements about World Showcase, there is one big one, and we'll get to that last in there. But the other three neighborhoods are as follows. World Celebration, and that is going to include our park entrance, Spaceship Earth, just behind that. And it appears that part, but not all, of the Imagination Pavilion will technically be in World Celebration. And then to the right of World Celebration will be World Nature, and this is where the Seas with Nemo and Friends is, as well as the land, and then the upcoming attraction, Journey of Water, that is inspired by Moana, not a Moana attraction, just to be clear on that. And to the left of World Celebration is World Discovery, where we'll find Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, Mission Space, Space 220, the restaurant, and Test Track. And yes, Rhino?
I theory here, not a question. But so this Disney Nature, World Nature makes...
World Nature.
Yeah, makes sense, you know, given what's there. But you know what doesn't make sense that is currently there?
Yeah.
It, Figment, Journey into Imagination, doesn't really fit into that nature theme at all. No, but neither would Inside Out, right?
I already told you, if you look really closely on the map there, you can see the pyramids just slightly in, I thought I could at least, in World Celebration. I think it will technically, whatever's going on with Imagination, I think it will be considered part of World Celebration.
Well, and I think it's interesting too, because I think, you know how we think about Epcot, you come in straight, you can go to the left, you can go to the right, and then you have that way. I believe from the looks of this and what we saw, the entire, all walkways everywhere, you're going to be walking on new ground like you never have before. Like when they redid Disney Springs, like into that spider web, I think it's going to be that sort of a situation where you'd be like, remember when you couldn't used to walk here and there was water or something like that?
I know we were talking about like when this is all going to happen, and someone on Twitter, I forgot who, so I apologize for not giving you credit, but they pointed out that in the... There was the picture of the 50th anniversary celebration and the announcement that there's going to be all these different celebrations at all the parks. But the Interventions is still in that picture at the 50th. Both sides of Interventions are still
there. Yeah, and that's a good point to bring up, too, with the neighborhood map. This is just – it's using a map that is currently Epcot with an overlay on that. All the changes that are coming after, like the one side of Interventions is definitely going away. The other one still appears to be there from the concept artwork, and then also the new event pavilion that's going to be in there. So the one that's with the neighborhoods, that's not what the map will look like under it. So just keep that in consideration. But, you know, they also wouldn't have put it out in general like that if they didn't want you to at least have a general idea of what was going to be in which neighborhood. So it's... That definitely needed to be saying that. But we already knew that the entire entrance of Epcot was being remodeled and started with taking the Leva Legacy stones away, and that's going to look beautiful. They're bringing back the classic fountain look in front of Spaceship Earth. But the big news is that Spaceship Earth will be getting its update that everyone was talking about ahead of time, saying that, it's coming, it's going to be changing. And it is definitely taking quite a twist in terms of a change, and the entire story, in a way, is going to change away from communication, I guess, to storytelling. Even though communication and storytelling are one and the same,
that was an awkward way for, you know. I know I can't imagine keeping everything straight that Chapek was going through in those announcements, but from communication, like the physical communication, because it was AT&T back in the day, right? And now Siemens. So
Siemens is gone.
It went from AT&T to Siemens. You're right. And now no one.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a story light that we follow through the attractions. So
exactly.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. The iconic Spaceship Earth will remain a voyage through time as the journey transforms to reflect the power of storytelling to unite the human experience. New narration and entire new musical score will focus on the moments and ideas that define our story. You will follow a magical story light that brings the entire experience to life in dynamic ways, giving each scene energy and beauty that ties the entire journey together. And a lot of the classic scenes will remain in the attraction, but then it will be reimagined in other ways and with new scenes as well too. And it's definitely going to be interesting. I'm optimistic for it.
Absolutely.
I do like this version of Spaceship Earth, but I've gone on record many times saying I prefer the last version of it with Jeremy Irons and going past all the show scenes and the way back down and really tying it in that way. I do not like taking a photo of me and then watching me in a little cartoon. I think it's cheap and lazy. And
or your head chopped off weirdly.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping that this change will also reinvigorate that ending in a way, and we get back to something else. But I know we have a photo of it for this, but someone, Sam Carter, who you might have seen on our Disneyland show, pointed out, I didn't even notice it right away, but in this one scene with the boat, there is definitely, I believe it will be the story light, but it is a manta ray that looks almost exactly like the same manta ray from Moana. That's kind of flying around in there. So maybe this will also have ties into intellectual properties? Maybe not. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure on that. You hope not?
Yeah, I kind of hope not. I feel like Spaceship Earth, and I like when they tie in IPs, but I like when they have those classic Disney attractions like... is my mic broken?
Yeah. Just speak really loudly because I can still
hear
you.
There we go. I like when they have those like classic Disney attractions like Carousel of Progress and stuff like that. And Spaceship Earth is definitely a highlight of that. And I also wonder if we're going to still get the opportunity to thank the Phoenicians.
Oh,
maybe some of the classic stuff will stay, but Not quite sure about that, but then beyond Spaceship Earth, as you exit out of there, this is going to be take you into Dreamer's Point, and the big part of this is there will be a Walt statue that will be in place there. Steve, you don't sound excited about that.
No, this is like one of the things that, even though it's such a, like, you know, budget-wise, something that probably relative to the rest of the project doesn't cost them that much, but when they announced that, I was like, oh, that's so
statues
awesome.
Are expensive.
Totally. So totally. Cool.
Well, yes, but not compared to like an entire attraction or something.
No.
But I'm like almost just as excited about this Walt statue as I am for like the new festival center or whatever. Yeah. That's going to be a major budget.
For me, this was my most exciting part of the whole shebang was the fact that we're getting a Walt statue. And I know
why.
Yeah, because I know the argument. Epcot's my favorite. And I know the argument that this isn't Walt's Epcot. This isn't what he wanted. Of course, he wanted a city that people could come in and live in for 6 to 9 months and then go on. But anything that ties in Walt to that park, I love, because obviously it's not his park. Like, Disneyland is his park. So anything that recognizes Walt and that makes people go, wait a second, I wonder what his tie-in is with this park. Let me research this when I get home. I love that, because it all kind of funnels back to Walt. I mean, that's the whole reason that Epcot
is there to begin with.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. So I love it.
I mean, there's a statue of Walt at Disney California Adventure.
Yes, there is.
So I don't really, you know, and he had no plan for that park. Nope. So I don't really see an issue with that at all. Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh.
Oh, look what happened.
Two Corys.
Well. You still have to plug in your microphone and then we'll get there. But yeah, I've already shared my thoughts on the statue. I think I'm more on Denny's side with it. I like that it will inspire people to learn more about Walt and about Epcot's history and stuff. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, in another 30 years from now, no one's going to care about the statue being there. So,
oh, my.
No, I'm saying this
like,
fervor that's happening right now with people saying, I don't want this statue here.
Yeah. There's people saying that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would they?
Oh,
yes.
My
okay,
gosh.
Okay. I can see why you would love it, but why would you go to the point where you would care to not like it?
For everything we just said, I think. Epcot. I think people are very much like this. Oh, here is Walt staring out on a vision that isn't his. And you're like, okay, but it's still a tribute to the man that created that, you know, he still purchased that land, you know, so it's still a man sitting. I don't know. I like it. I like it because it looks to the future, and that is what he was always doing. So I take it as that sort of a thing. If they want to hype it up as being something more, being like, oh, seeing the completion of his dream. But they did use a quote from him to start this off, and that quote does match with what they're doing at Epcot. So I feel like that's how they tied the statue into it. But
man, the one thing that it looks like in the concept artwork that you'll be able to walk up to him like on those
stairs. Next to him,
I hope that remains true and that they don't put like a flower bed or something around. Like with a partner statue, you can't. Actually,
I think it'll be like the one in California Adventure where you can go up to and
sit. I hope so. Yeah. Yeah.
Whisper in his ear.
That'd be so great.
Yeah. Okay, and to wrap up World Celebration, then the thoughts on that. Of course, there'll be a bunch of beautiful greenery and fountains, and just completely transforming the entire feel of it. But the big part about it, which is big and massive, is the new pavilion that Disney claims will be the perfect place for live events and the home base for Epcot's signature festivals. It will provide a stunning elevated view of the entire park and an ideal spot to witness Epcot's nighttime spectacular.
With the dining package. Yeah.
Exactly.
This beautiful three-level structure will have one of the most remarkable architectural designs at any Disney park, featuring a plaza level, a middle expo level, and a park that sits on the sky on the top level. And I like it. I know we have to wait until we see what the true reality of it is. In terms of a concept and concept artwork, it looks beautiful. It looks like it has that it has that 60s futuristic vibe to it, which I do love.
What did you say the middle level was? I'm sorry.
The expo level. Mm-hmm.
So you think it'll be like how we use I forget what it's called, the Dharma Initiative area that's on the water? You think it's going to be like that version of it, and where, like, instead of having it over there, you know, where the beers and the bites and they put the merchandise is, they'll move all that sort of a thing over there?
Maybe. I'll be honest. I wasn't I was only half listening to you because I got a text message. But
I wonder if any of the culinary – I wonder if any of the culinary, like, workshops that they do now in the Wonders of Life or did at the Wonders of Life, if that's what the expo –
I think it might be. The weird thing about if that ends up being true, that the few weeks of the year when there isn't a festival going on, it's going to be weird that it's so centrally located but not have anything going on in it.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find something for it.
I guess, yeah.
And you know what? The only thing that I truly dislike about this building is that it will ruin the views as you're in there. It might still be beautiful, but
what
it definitely...
What
well, it's going to be a three-story building just sitting plop right in front of...
But it's part of the view now.
Yeah, it is part of the view, but I... And while I do like big icons sticking up and stuff, it's, I don't know, like when you're standing by Spaceship Earth looking towards World Showcase, you're going to see this massive structure.
I thought this was going to be like way off where like Journey into Imagination is on the right side.
No, so this is basically
right between the two, you know, the two shops that are on
either side of the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be basically right in the middle of that.
What? Really?
How is it? The ball's right in the middle of that.
No.
As you farther exit, back. You're going to exit that way.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's going to be behind Walt.
Yeah.
Behind Walt's statue?
I think so. I don't know.
So imagine you're walking from the...
Go back to the original map. This will help you out for the visual sense. So for the audio people, I apologize.
The neighborhood map?
No, not the neighborhood map. The other one. The one with where it's the entire view of the park. Yes. Mm-hmm. You can see it right smack dab in the middle there.
Oh, behind the ball.
Right. Yes.
Right.
So,
as
like,
where
the fountain almost is right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, so you're not going to be able to go to like World Showcase and turn around and see the unobstructed view of the ball like you do now. So it'll be like where all those tarps are that are over the pin trading station.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
It's further than that. It's definitely closer to. I mean, like literally looking at it, it's kind of like right where the fountain is, and then also close to the same level as where Imagination is.
Well, it makes sense now because I know they said in the presentation about when you exited Spaceship Earth, you were going to have exit out and have a view of the entire park, and I was like, oh, so everything is becoming multi-leveled because if Spaceship Earth right where it is now, you just walk out onto the pavement. So that's where I was like, oh, well, that's going to be an elevated exit. So I'm sure the exit is actually going to tie into this building maybe.
That also makes me think with Spaceship Earth, are you just going to go like winding up the ball and then exit out the top? Because if you're going to be on another level, how's that going to work?
I don't know. That's the part that I thought was weird because they specifically said when you exit Spaceship Earth, you will have a view of the entire park now.
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Time will tell.
I mean, they showed the build. They're completely reimagining the exit. So it's not you're not exiting out on that same level anymore. It's a building where I think you're just going to be a little bit up. I think you'll have a view of the entire park a little too literally.
Okay.
Like you're not going out the Mickey hole on the top of Spaceship Earth. Yeah,
you just slide down the ball.
Down.
That would be
dangerous.
Everyone gets a potato sack. And they get a
that's how I imagine that.
Well, that would be awesome. That's not happening.
Okay, sorry.
You wait for your picture. Yeah. And you get
but I love you taking everything literally sometimes. It's fun. But okay, let's move on to World Discovery. That is where, like I said before, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Cosmic Rewind. We got the name for it. Yay. Now.
Yes.
That's awesome. And then we got some extra details with it. So Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind will be the first Otherworld Showcase Pavilion at Epcot. The adventure starts in the Galaxarium, a planetarium-like exhibition that explores the similarities and mysteries of the formation of Earth's galaxy and Xandar. You'll be invited to learn more about the treasures of Xandar has to share until the moment when the Guardians of the Galaxy arrive and adventures across the cosmos ensue. The attraction will feature a new innovation from Walt Disney Imagineering, a storytelling coaster that rotates 360 degrees to focus your attention on the action, including the first reverse launch on a Disney coaster.
You know, I'm pretty sure Thanos destroyed Xandar in the beginning of Infinity War.
Yes, but,
it's just a line he says, and Epcot is obsessed with Xandar right now because they talk about it in the other show, so it's interesting to me.
I would have rather had, I apologize for being a bad Guardians fan here. What is the planet with all the gold people?
Oh my gosh, yes.
They're like the collective or something like that. Yeah, Aisha.
I love that.
Yeah. I would prefer a whole bunch of gold people just standing around.
Absolutely. They were hilarious. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, they were good. But yeah, I'm excited for this ride. Otherworld, like that's cute how they're tying
there. I'm
it in.
Fine. I want baby group.
No, I think it's going to be adult group because it takes place, like, if you look at the thing, those are all the ships that the Xandarian ships that help them try to stop Ronan from getting to the planet to get the Infinity Stone, and Thanos decimated the planet is what they say at the beginning of Infinity War. So I'm pretty sure this ride takes place within the storyline between the first and the second movie. So it could be Baby Groot then.
Though Teenage Groot's my absolute favorite. His sassy.
Yes,
I love him.
Groot reminds you of your everyday life with Stella.
It does.
I get that.
I just like Groot in every form.
I get that. So it still probably doesn't fit in Epcot, but hey, why not?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It is going
to
be
why
fun.
Why do we have to make everything fit, you know? Just willy-nilly it. Make it all...
Because then it's Six Flags. Yeah.
The newest Disney park, willy-nilly.
No, everything
willy-nilly.
Everything needs to fit into themes
to some extent, but at some point, you know, cut some slack.
I am cutting slack. I've really gotten to the point where I realized it's happening one way or another, regardless of how I feel.
That's true.
To take Werner quote with it, it's not like I'm just going to stop going. So if you do want to stop going, more power to you. But why not just be positive and embrace it and say, well, maybe I'll start visiting other parks a little more often if I don't like what they're doing.
I think it's going
to
be fun.
Eat more sugar. You'll feel better.
I can't. No, that was weird texture going up and stuff.
Teresa brought treats from the – what? Where was it?
The Asian market.
Asian market.
Yeah. Boy. So and also in World Discovery here, just real briefly saying that we got the name as well for the restaurant, which will be Space 220. And the cool part of that is to get up there, the 220 miles up, you're going to go up a special elevator 220 miles up as you see your journey all the way up there, and then you get to the place where you'll be eating, and it'll be nice. And we
will
already knew Patina was
sit down
doing that, so.
Service
yes.
right
yes mm-hmm. table service yeah. So I think it's going to be cool. I like space.
I like eating in space.
It makes me wonder though. So if it's going to have like the, you're going to look out and see, you're going to go up in the elevator, I'm assuming is what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. So are reservations all going to have to start at the same time?
Well, not all.
No, it'd be like California Grill.
Yeah, probably. The concept showed like, more like California Grill. You can only fit so many people in the elevator to get
you check in at the bottom and then you go up.
I see.
Got it there. And nothing new with the Play Pavilion, really. It's still coming in time for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. Just that we know they'll have stuff like you'll have the chance to help legendary fashion icon Edna Mode on her quest to rid the world of uninspired style.
What?
One more time, you'll have the chance to help the legendary fashion icon Edna Mode on her quest to rid the world of uninspired style.
Oh my gosh.
There'll be the water balloon fight hosted by Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Webby. And we'll be very kid-centric, oriented. See Wreck-It Ralph in there. And,
as long as Edna's there. More Edna. Yay. It's all better with more Edna.
Yeah, and Teresa's very excited. Over across the way in...
idiot.
On. Yeah, over across the way in World Nature, of course, on the media preview night, we found out that there will be a new attraction called Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, that will allow you to interact with the water and yeah,
be one with the water.
I wonder if this will be like the leaping fountains that are.
Uh-huh. That's
if
exactly.
It's going to be like that, too. But themed.
Yep.
No. I think it's going to be way more intricate than that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see them,
like,
though.
Yeah, using like those types of technologies to mix in with theming.
I think will there be leaping fountains? Absolutely. If you look in the concept artwork, just like right on the rock, you can see leaping fountains. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to be like – it's not going to be the cheapest – overlay to anything ever where it's just like, oh, we're going to take these fountains and move them here.
Someone will correct me in the chat if I forget.
This is going to go in between the land and Seas with Nemo and Friends, maybe?
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too,
okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like tucked back there in the corner?
I think Corey's microphone is just broken. I think it's the microphone, not the cable.
It's the actual microphone? Yeah. Well, it's good news that we have plenty of microphones in the house. So does anyone have any thoughts on this Moana thing?
I think they're playing fast and loose with the word attraction. And I think it's going to be just more of like a walkthrough area that has some theming to it.
It'll be an experience.
Yes,
wonder how quickly a Moana meet and greet will be located in this area.
That'd be super
popular. That'd be really cool and popular. And
that'd be cool.
I hope so.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Makes sense.
Meet and greet.
I would like...
Craig Bessie.
I would like some Zootopia to be brought here in the future, perhaps.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it allows it out of Animal Kingdom and maybe over here.
I think all of guest services should be like Zootopia.
It should be all the sloths.
With the sloths. Just to piss people off. I think that would be fun. It'd be great.
Okay. Craig's laughing at your joke. There you go. Okay.
Sound pretty good?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that Moana will... That would be number 16 back there, Rhino.
No, it's not.
It's number 15. Number nine.
Lucky number nine.
And there we go. We can hear Corey for the first time this show.
Yeah.
The
curse, fantastic.
The welcome curse to the show. Lifted.
But I totally spaced out on everything that was just said. But Moana area is back, like kind of like where the strollers are in between the two, right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So and then Awesome Planet debuts January 2020.
Yes.
So, okay, and then World Showcase. Let's just run through here real quick. Wondrous China will still be coming. Still no exact date on that, but it will have the seamless 360-degree video in digital format, so that's cool. Canada Far and Wide in Circle Vision 360 will debut in January 2020 with new scenes and a new story, so no seamless technology, I guess, for that one. Beauty and the Beast Sing Along, we now have the opening date for that, and it will be January 2020. And it will, of course, it will be joining Impressions de France and switching off.
Which means there'll be less Impressions de France,
which is sad.
That is sad.
But you know what? It's going to be hugely popular. Let's just hope that it's not so popular to the point that Disney pulls the plug completely on Impressions de France. But it could probably happen.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so then in summer 2020, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure will be open, and I'm excited for anyone who hasn't done it in Paris to get the chance to try it. It is a lot of fun. However, for people who also rip on Universal constantly for screens and saying, let's not have so many screens, well...
It's screens.
So get ready for that one. And also in summer 2020, La Crêperie de Paris...
Ooh,
I know, it's not day, it's de.
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 De. Paris.
De Paris.
It's la crêperie de Paris.
Oui.
I just ruined that.
But the hat saved it for you.
Yeah, I just screwed up all of our French audience right there, so I apologize. Okay, what was the big news, though, in World Showcase? Rhino, come on.
Oh.
Tell us.
They were like, we got one more big announcement. The stage fills with smoke and chimney sweeps come out. And I'm like, I'm going to start crying if they're about to say what I think they're going to say. And then they brought out the one and only Mr. Dick Van Dyke, and I started crying.
Did he dance or just walk?
No, he walked out. One of the dancers came out with him, and he came out and Craig brought this up in the other video. Rather than letting him make the announcement, they just asked him like weird question, a couple of weird questions where they're just like, why do you think people like Mary Poppins? And he, you know, he gave his answer and stuff. And then they were like, well, there's a brand new Mary Poppins attraction coming to the World Showcase, as well as a Cherry Tree Lane area where you're going to be able to walk through the Banks house.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Yeah, the first attraction inspired by Mary Poppins. You'll step in time down Cherry Tree Lane past Admiral Boom's house, then enter number 17.
Cherry Tree Lane.
Yes.
Do you think they'll be launching the cannon from the roof of the Admiral's house?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they have to.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes, they have to. And, I'm excited for it. So it would be, like, my ideal hope for it is that they would take a blend of, kind of try to make it a little more timeless, and because so many people love Julie Andrews' Mary Poppins, mm-hmm. but based on some of the artwork that they released and stuff, it's pretty much almost guaranteed to be Emily Blunt.
Because this is the scene from the movie, and that's Lin-Manuel Miranda, and that's Emily
Blunt. I'm fine with keeping it in the Emily Blunt time period with it, but as long as they could also find ways to tie in stuff like maybe supercalifragilistic.
Here's the thing, if they have to record new visuals for it, then that the chance is that they would have Emily Blunt come in to record the new visuals, but there's no way they can make a Mary Poppins attraction and not have us go into this the sidewalk chalk.
I better be able to jump into it.
Yeah.
The art.
So is this going to be in the courtyard, the current courtyard?
We don't know.
Area? No?
It's where Brazil was supposed to be.
Yeah, where Brazil was.
I thought they were going to take part of that and convert it, but then Michael claims that he heard during something or from someone that they're adding onto the UK pavilion with it. So,
Michael Banks? I hope the little boy. No,
yes. Yeah. And Jane was there too.
Michael died.
And so was Lin-Manuel Miranda just dancing around. It was all special. But I don't care. I do love the United Kingdom Pavilion in a way, and I would rather it be an addition onto it.
Yeah.
But at the same time too, I feel like Cherry Tree Lane is so iconic that it still does. It would fit in perfectly still, but it definitely, in my opinion, it has to be an add-on, because the other houses along the stretch, you can't put gift shops and stuff in there. So it needs to be, like a Diagon Alley. You're stepping onto this set that you've known and loved for many years.
I don't care how they do
years.
It. I'm going to be there.
It's one of those, I don't care how they do it. I don't care where they do it. Yeah. I just am thrilled that
they
are doing it.
Yeah. Well, Mary Poppins was my childhood. That was been around forever.
It was one of those things that I thought when, you know, it had been rumored way back, and I was like, no, I can't foresee them making an attraction based on a property that's, you know, this many years old now, even with the new movie. And then the movie, I don't think was quite as big of a hit as they wanted. I know they're making another one, but either way, I am thrilled that it led us here, and I cannot wait for this to start.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. And finally, we know Epcot Forever is coming very, very soon, in just a little over a month from now. And it's while we were sitting there at D23 Expo and they played a little clip about it, we got, like, it really is taking all of the classic Epcot music and incorporating in the show. I could not be more excited about it.
Awesome.
And then that we have the new name for the new fireworks show, the spectacular Harmonious.
Harmonious.
It's Harmonious. It's Wingardium Leviosa.
I will not emphasize the us. Emphasize. Oh my gosh. I'm turning into an old man from New Jersey or something, and I'm not even from there. Philadelphia.
Was that a dig?
I'm going to start saying water soon.
Oh, dear.
A watercress salad.
Water.
Oh, man.
Ooh, yeah, so excited about both of those. So I think that's basically it for Epcot, besides the new anthem that they came up for it as well, too. But we're not playing it here. So
did you like it?
I did, yeah. Good. I thought it's beautiful, inspiring, feels classic, but also new at the same time, too. Very, very excited. So cool. I'm happy about the changes coming to Epcot, but it's as long as it's just as long as it's done well to what the concept art shows, I think I'll be happy with it. If it starts getting into budget cut central and, you know, it's like, okay, for the new pavilion, the new expo pavilion, we can only afford to put three legs on there instead of four, so we have to make it half the size, and then there will be no rooftop garden and cut yeah. out everything with it, and then it's just there's no reason for it to be there at all. That's when I'm going to get irritated.
Well,
but
you just don't worry about that yet.
Yeah.
You're well, just spouting gibberish before it's even happening.
Yes, because I'm an old man. So on to D.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Get off my plane. We're just going to do all the yeah. get off sayings from everywhere. Okay, so moving on to DCL news, since that's also huge with us here at the Diz and Dreams Unlimited Travel. We finally have the name of the new cruise ship, the fifth one, and it will be the Disney Wish. Who didn't Yay. See that coming?
You wish you saw that coming.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, it's, I mean, in a series of running out of names for that have that Disney inspiration to it, it was pretty clear that Disney Wish was probably going to be one of them, whether it was 5, 6, or 7, and we know that it's definitely for number 5. And of course, the character on the back of the ship will be none other than Rapunzel herself, which I love that they show how she's actually staying on there, losing all the hair to
awesome.
Tangle cool. herself up there.
Teresa doesn't like it.
Yeah, I'm on board with Rapunzel.
Oh, I think it looks cool.
How dare you? How dare you?
Sorry. I don't know who I would have put there instead of her, but she doesn't thrill me. Sorry.
I think they should go for the next round. They need to do Jiminy Cricket, but life-size. Like, actual true-to-life oh. Jiminy Cricket. So it'll just be this little tiny speck to get binoculars out.
I would like that.
Oh, now. I see him there. He's definitely
he's
there.
You just can't see him.
I'm excited about it. But then also, they showed off the concept artwork for the new atrium, which will be a bright, airy, and elegant space inspired
cool.
by the beauty of an enchanted fairy tale. A beloved hallmark of Disney Cruise Line, it's been a tradition to adorn. Oh, no, that's going right back into that. That's what happens when I don't continue. reading on ahead of time. But yeah, so the atrium itself, one thing that you can notice in here though is right at the bottom of the staircase there is clearly what looks like a pillar, but there's no icon statue right. on it yet. So
a giant chip at first.
I'm really talking into that mic there, Teresa.
Sorry, I was leaning ahead. I thought it was Chip from Beauty and the Beast at first. No, it's just like a little thing.
Stunning. Completely different
oh, yeah.
feel than all of the other ships oh, yeah. right now, yeah. too. And
not
and,
so Art Deco-y. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can also understand why they probably wouldn't put the statue there. I think it's safe to assume that all three ships that are coming online are going to have the same feel for an atrium. Mm-hmm. So this is
you
more
think?
Just blatant. Yeah. Yeah, I would say they are.
The current
Why
four
not?
Are the same, right?
The first two are pretty much the same. I mean, the magic got obvious when it went through its reimagining. It got a little yeah. fresher feel for it. But then Dream and Fantasy are what they are. And so why not make these ones feel similar since they're in the new line there, too? But it does feel fairy tale-ish. And
it
it's
does.
A Disney Cruise Line ship. It's going to be
it's
beautiful.
It's fitting with Rapunzel in the back. So it has like the princess feel on the back of the ship and the princess feel in the atrium and all kind of comes together.
Yeah. And unfortunately for Pete, who was texting me very angrily about this, not angrily, I'm joking on that. He was really hoping that these would actually come online like they were originally stated, as definitely started setting sail 2021 for the 5th, 2022 for the 6th, 23 for the 7th. But unfortunately, the ship will be delivered in late 2021 and will start sailing in 2022. So,
which was just around the corner.
Yes, it
go.
Is just around
there. T. Eccles at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
No obligation yeah. quote.
Very cool. The new ships will be powered by liquefied natural gas at approximately 144,000 gross
Pixie
tons
dust.
In 1,250 guest staterooms. It will be slightly larger than the Disney Dream in Disney Fantasy.
Slightly? By just slightly. A few feet?
Yes. By 3 feet.
By Rapunzel's hair hanging off the back.
Oh, Tess Eccles. Oh, Tess Eccles. Yeah, I throw out the test and you just shut down.
I do.
I know, you hate it. So, it's all good. And also on the Disney Cruise Line news, we got the confirmation that Lighthouse Point is officially going to be the second island that will
oh.
be...
Tropical location.
Yes.
So, ooh.
Tropical location. And it's on the island of Eleuthera.
Oh, my.
Eleuthera. Eleuthera? I don't know. They said it like
urethra.
They said it like so many times during the presentation, and I was like, I'm not going to remember it. You're repeating it so many times, I'm just instantly it's going to be gone. I need once, and then I know it for sure. I know.
Wow.
And when does that start?
When will that start? I'm hoping that it would construction could begin in 2020 with completion in late 2022 or 2023.
But, sure, they need a horticulturist. I'll volunteer my husband.
Yeah, just send him on an island for a couple of years. I'm pretty sure the Bahamians are going to do it because this is definitely all about preservation and being one with the Bahamians and making this a beautiful, beautiful collaboration between the United States and the Bahamians.
I forget who you're talking about. You said it too many times. Now it's gone.
Gone.
It does seem like with Joe Rohde at the with the helm that hopefully this will be like the Alani of Port of Calls. I don't know.
Oh, and that's exactly what he made it out to be, is that, you know, he's, since he is on this project, he's going to take what he has already done with stuff like Animal Kingdom, with Alani, and this will be his essential, essentially the Bahamian version. Sorry, there was no way to not bring up Bahamas again.
Shut up. Will this be like a second stop on the cruise with Castaway, or an alternate sailing spot?
I'll be honest, I'm not the cruise expert, so this is where it would.
Well, I just didn't. Maybe you heard something that I didn't.
No, I did not hear anything, and this would be where we would definitely thrive with either John or Pete here to fill in a little bit more of the details on that. But I genuinely don't. I'm not sure.
Okay, I didn't know if it was announced.
I did think it was cool that he's like finding local artists and stuff to inspire the island. I think that that's awesome.
Well, they have to, because I'm pretty sure the Bahamians don't want them there. So unless they bring preservation and culture into it, then they don't want them there at all. But very exciting for Disney Cruise Line. Very, very exciting. So briefly going to talk now about the big news with Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. That's the name for the new experience. Rhino, you weren't paying attention earlier. Told you no slides for that.
Oh, yeah, you did say
so
that.
I completely forgot to
You
write
only
it down
said it notes. Once, so for me, when you say it once, I forget.
And you weren't paying attention. So we got off the plane last night at 11. I dropped Rhino off at his house at 11:40, I believe, so we're tired. So, but Galactic Star Cruiser, that will be the name of the experience. And I'm going to say it 16 times. Experience, experience, experience. I'm going to stop after three because
where's that Star Wars hotel?
Yeah, we got to get that out of the lingo for starting now, because it will be a two-day, two-night experience on the Halcyon, the name of the ship that you will eventually be on for the Star Wars immersive experience that is coming there. So you know, you're going to pull up to the terminal, and then you're going to board a pod that will take you onto your ship, and then from there you are truly living your own Star Wars story. And if you just paid, we don't know the pricing yet, of course, and everyone knows the rumors of $2,000, $3,000, whatever. I think it's just safe to say, if you don't want to actually play along with the storyline and go on this new idea of a cruise experience,
it's not for you.
Then don't do it.
Yeah, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Absolutely miserable for 2 days and two nights.
And don't
nights,
go so. Just to no. make fun of it. If you don't, you know,
that's
people
a waste
do that
of money.
It's a waste.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Also, why are you crapping on other people's magic?
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm completely right there with you too. And awesome. But I don't know if it'll be an experience that I'm ever lucky enough to do. If pricey. Especially if it does cost a lot of money, but I'm pumped about it. I like all the ideas and details that are going in there. You know, it's like a cruise. It's going to be inclusive. Your dining's going to be covered while you're in there, and you get the chance to go up to the control room of the ship. And, you know, of course, in the Star Wars universe and any universe, things can go wrong, and you might have to take over the controls and really,
seriously?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're training you the whole time.
Housekeeping won't show up. Oh, my God. Things can go wrong.
They can.
Going to give you those. What Star Wars movie was it where Rey had to have those little vacuum?
The food with the
food.
Water.
Yeah, is that the food? Is that the way the food's going to be?
Oh, gosh. I would love that, actually.
I don't know. All I know is that
your junk in to change it. Turn it in.
Yeah. I really hope they have plungers in space.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Oh dear.
Why has everything got to be poop with you?
I don't know. That's how I roll. Yeah, but
he rolls.
And while you're on board, you know, you are building your own Star Wars story, so you will have to choose what side you're going to be on, whether you side with the Resistance or whether you are choosing to become part of the First Order, and that will play through with your entire experience on the ship. You know, there's going deep down in the recesses of the ship, there's going to be a mechanical room where, like, you know, the Resistance
they
might
lure
be holding
children away.
Secret meetings and yeah. such.
That's where the kids' club is.
And then, of course, you will have one stopover in Batuu, so you can take that story that you're on the Galactic Star Cruiser and actually then live it in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, my Lord.
Curious, because we've all been in Galaxy's Edge, that I don't know when the land where that connection's gonna where you're gonna enter.
No, you got your own ship, I think. You're gonna have to detach from the ship like you would a Star Cruiser.
Right. When
you're
a pod.
Yeah.
Right, but where is it going to deliver you into Batuu?
I think Batuu is gonna have its own delivery entrance.
Yes, there will be a special entrance into it.
And you're not supposed to leave that part.
During our media preview this morning, they showed us the, you know, I know WDW News Today leaked a lot of the concepts for it and such, and they did show us the inside of the concept art of the transport pod today, and it looks cool, and so yeah, that'll drop you off into a special place, and I'm assuming they will have the collars on you, so as soon as you try to walk to Baseline Tap House to get a beer or Toy Story Land to go ride Slinky Dog Dash, it'll start zapping you. And,
oh my gosh. Yeah. They'll just put a little implant and you'll think you went on this amazing trip, you know? Never left the hotel.
No, my goodness. I think it's going to be great. It's literally stepping into a choose-your-own-adventure book. Yeah, like back in the day where you could decide, you know, every decision counts for something. And once you've gone down this road, then you've got to make another decision. You wouldn't have had to if you hadn't. So
that,
just think
isn't
it's
that
great.
What we call life?
Yes, true.
I can't wait to live my own Star Wars story, and that's me lighting up my lightsaber at home while it's completely dark and just watching the light spin around the room.
Speaking of lightsabers, there's like that lightsaber training thing that looks pretty cool.
Exactly.
I'm going to be jealous of the people that get to experience that, or if I ever get to experience that, that looks awesome.
Yeah, so Teresa, you've seen A New Hope, episode 4, where Luke is training with his lightsaber that he's just donning, and learning the mechanics of it. You're going to be able to do that on Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
I'm excited. Is there an age? Am I too old to do that?
No. It's all ages and adults. For that.
All ages?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
we just sounded like PR marketing on that one. All ages. But it is cool. It's, you know, that's the problem with some of these interactive experiences. It is just for the little ones out there.
I don't want to seem like the stupid old trainee, you know? I want to...
You want to do it?
You found out about your Jedi powers later in life. That's all it is.
Right?
Yeah. Jedis can be older, too.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what I was saying.
Yeah. Yoda's like 500 years old. Who even knows?
Are you comparing me to Yoda? Yeah.
Thanks. Yes.
Like Yoda,
I hate myself.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, again, no pricing, and it'll come when it comes. But tickets are on sale now for the new Cirque du Soleil show that will be coming to Disney Springs. So this will start for previews on March 20th, 2020, and will officially premiere on April 17th, 2020. So the show will celebrate the art of animation through the magic of storytelling in a way that only Cirque du Soleil can deliver, while paying homage to the craftsmanship that makes Disney animation special and unique. Guests will be delighted and transported. I'm not listening to myself talk, so if I'm saying something stupid, then just
keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
She's whispering the correct way to say it as you say it, so it's okay. Yeah.
Homage.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Homage. I thought that was in my head.
Homage. Guests will be delighted and transported into the world of animation through original acrobatic performances, dazzling choreography, musical masterpieces, and whimsical characters, bringing our Disney stories and characters to life in unforgettable ways. So, and this is going to be interesting. They're going to find a way to blend the actual physical performers then interacting with the animated elements of the
show.
That's
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yep.
It could be cool. It, I mean, it would, going back to So what Rhino is super excited about with Mary Poppins is if they do this in a really massive scale, it could be like a Mary Poppins in a sense where you have physical performers living in this in this cartoon real world that's right in front of your eyes, and or it won't look that good.
Or never mind.
Let me pick up this giant pencil that is then animated in front of me.
Start stabbing people. Yeah.
It could be one of those many things. I'm not sure which way they'll go, but it definitely will be one. Yeah. And
either way, I'm excited about it.
They're going to integrate Cirque du Soleil music with Disney music as well, too. So I'm pumped about that.
Are they going to make Mickey Mouse a scary clown?
I hope not.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to do that. Okay. So I'm pretty sure.
I hope not.
I'm just happy they're doing something with the tent.
Sure.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, we all knew that Cirque du Soleil was only going to be a temporary thing. So it's, they literally built the tent specifically for the show.
Permanent building for a temporary thing.
Yeah, and it's, so the building was going to be reutilized for Cirque du Soleil. And I, you know, they're working right alongside with Disney, like right in there on that. So. It's cool because I haven't seen a lot of the mashups, but I listened to like the Beatles Love soundtrack from that show.
Yeah. And so good.
The Elvis one that was out there, the Michael Jackson one. I didn't listen to the Avatar one yet. I don't know about that, but like I've dreamed of seeing those collaboration shows with Cirque du Soleil where they work alongside. So for Disney, it's like right in our wheelhouses. So, and I'm assuming that we forgot to buy tickets for opening night.
Of course.
Yeah, it's sold out. Opening night is sold out.
Come on, Jackie.
But second night tickets are going from $169, and then the cheapest seats are $99. So they're still available.
Those are the ones that are over to the side.
And I will be seeing it when it costs $29.
Yes.
I don't think the one that just left ever cost $29.
I'm pretty sure it did, like, on super, super slow nights when they were giving out, like ultimate discounts.
The cast member half off double Tuesday coupon day.
First night of the previews is still – I mean, tickets are still available for that. But but April 17th, the legit first night of the show is sold out.
It's exciting. So everyone will wear their tuxedos and their elegant dresses
Absolutely.
And go to a night at the theater. No, Teresa won't. No. It's fine. You don't have to. And finally, in the last of the news, Disney Genie. Taking
Genie.
Our jobs away from us. Yes. I mean, no. The Diz has never been this in-depth in helping you plan your vacation, like in the moment of being in the parks. Of course, we like to try to help you out before you actually travel. And
I have clients call me while they're in the parks.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I go left or right?
And no, they don't do that. No, because you would just change your phone number or disconnect your line and be one with the ocean and the world.
I thought we were going to say with the force. But
Describe Disney Genie to us.
Disney Genie, a revolutionary new digital offering that will debut in late 2020 and enhance the way you plan for and experience your trip to Walt Disney World. So it will join other innovations like Magic Band. That's not going away, but it will help you make the most out of your actual vacation, whether you're a first-time guest or if you've been doing this for many, many years. So Disney Genie will make planning easier and more fun by providing customized itineraries geared towards your interests right at your fingertips. So if you like princesses and you want to do that, it'll plan it all out for you. Thrill rides, it'll plan it all out for you. It really will take what you want out of your experience and plan the entire perfect day for you all
room
the way
service.
Around. With there everything that is. So I know you love your room service. It's all good. So, and you know, food's even integrated. So
is
not
it?
Just attractions and meet and greets experience, even dining is going to be weaved into this. And so it's really for people out there that they say in this that if you don't know the best time and which order to do things, then Disney Genie will be there to be your guide.
You know what? I hope it helps people that are the people that come to the park with absolutely no planning whatsoever, and they're standing there bewildered, and they get absolutely nothing out of their day except grief and heartache.
And they can't get into a restaurant,
and they
can't
get in.
Why.
There's always people like that that think you can just do that. You can't do that now.
This is going to help me. I'll flat out say it. Even with what our job is, this is kind of what I wish my Disney experience had always been. Is that something where like I go that day and it creates this customizable itinerary? Or like, okay, well, I want to go and I'm with my niece and she wants to have a princess day. Okay, well, what are all the princess things I can do? It's like filtering for you,
But will it take into consideration wait times and stuff
like that? Yes, it does. Yeah,
I only have 6 hours. This is what I want to do.
It'll optimize it all based on that. It'll say where and when. It'll basically say, okay, at 9 a.m., you're going to go to the Magic Kingdom. You're going on this ride, and you're going to do this. And then at by 12, you should be done. So you're going to go do this at 12, and then we have your lunch at 1:30, and then all that. Like, or you can be like, I want to have a foodie adventure, and it'll tell you where to go. There's restaurants open at this time. Go here. Like, it literally prints it out like you're doing directions, like Google Maps or something. Just like
that. What if you don't adhere to it? Are you penalized or something?
Disney Genie will eventually turn on you, and they will schedule you for all of the worst dining options available. So they'll recommend. They'll say, "Why don't you go over to Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe?"
Yeah, you didn't listen to me the first time, so this is what you get.
It might make for cool vlogs. Like, here's the Pirate Day. Here's the day.
Yeah, cool. It makes our lives easier if we're coming up for a video thing. It's like we're gonna hop on Disney Genie and be like
Genie Roulette.
Yeah. We could literally probably just make a living out of seeing all the different combinations that you can do with Disney.
I'm setting up the YouTube channel. Everyone stay away from it.
That's an idea that we just maybe someone else already came up with.
You just gave it to the world.
But we did give it to the world. So you're welcome, world. But it's not about who does it first. It's about who does it best.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I think anything that is going to make it easier for families to plan trips down here is awesome.
It really is. Walt Disney World is an entirely different beast, and you are at your best if you do it a lot and you've learned over the years, but also if you take the time to research before you come. And many people out there truly don't know that you do need to research before you're first.
And maybe they haven't come in years, and they don't realize how much has changed and how much Disney forces you to be dependent on.
Well, it's the way
Disney experience.
Technology has made the changes.
Yeah.
Our first time down here was before cell phones, and basically we just wandered around and had a good time, but it was all winging it.
Right.
And now, you know, you almost can't do that.
And I mean, I've talked to people who are like, oh, yeah, like we went to the parks and we waited in line for like 3 rides and that was our whole day. And I was like, did you have fast passes? And they were like, no. And I was like, well, I feel like those people are still not going to use Disney Genie because they're not using my Disney experience or anything like that.
Because they have a flip phone, but
Yeah. So, but no, I'm going to use the Genie. So,
well, at some point, this is going to sound harsh, but all the old people are going to die off.
Yeah.
Jeez, please.
It's got dark.
Craig will be the old
riddance. Sounds like the dinosaurs or something.
Right.
They might, then they might as well do it now and decrease the surplus population. Jeez.
Hey, Thanos. Wait, what?
Well, you know, that's what I mean.
Mr. Humbug.
Technology and all is not just for young people, but if you don't embrace it,
right,
you might as well stay home with your 3 channels and PBS.
But I really don't want to say this rudely. The older population definitely is learning technology more and more. I'm not trying to say this in an insensitive way, but I can't tell you how many people just alone this past weekend we met who said we were looking to plan for Walt Disney World and we found your videos on YouTube through that. And I don't want to be mean in this way, but many of them, I feel like if I could put a pinpoint on how old they were, I would say they were 50 or older.
Yeah.
Heck, one of our good friends of the show that comes to everything and we love interacting with, Willis, we found out his age for the first time. I'm not going to call him out on that.
Yeah, don't tell people.
You should never, never ruin someone's age. But we were both – he just recently found us in the past couple of years, and Rhino and I were blown away by his age. So you can't just – you can't – Teresa, you were being ageist.
No.
You were showing ageism, and that's not okay.
Okay, I'm at the top of the mountain looking down, heading towards the, you know. I put myself in that group.
Dark.
But, sorry.
Sad.
Y'all know what I mean. Sorry. Yep.
And
I mean to offend you. I'm
Disney
sorry.
Genie coming soon, late 2020, and of course you're going to have to pay for it. So
sure.
Nothing's free in life except for...
They didn't say that yet, though, did they?
Did they
didn't,
it?
But
yeah,
come on. It's you can still magic bands will still exist. You can still do everything, but if you want it to do the work for you, nothing.
You gotta pay up.
Yeah.
Robots should work for free.
Yes, the robots should work for free, but that's also why they're going to rise up, and the genie will tell us to go jump in a lake somewhere. And just
to the robots that found this in their search history, I don't believe
happening?
That.
The robots will rise.
Robots.
Not Rosie it's pronounced from the Jetsons.
Robots.
She was always a good robot.
Robots. Robots, thank you. Okay, that's going to do it for the news, and we're going to go with Rapid Fire. First up on Rapid Fire is Corey Fiascanaro.
Okay. So, Target store coming to Walt Disney World, and new Disney stores coming, or new Disney store areas coming to Target stores nationwide. So, Target and Disney are joining together and will launch 25 Disney stores within select Target stores nationwide on October 4th, with 40 additional locations opening by October 2020. The shop-in-shop will feature enhanced assortments of more than 450 Disney items, including more than 100 products that were previously only available at Disney retail locations. Guests will be able to take advantage of all the benefits of shopping at Target when they purchase items from Disney store at Target, whether online or in-store. Guests can purchase Disney products with 5% off using their Target Red Card and can take advantage of convenient pickup and delivery options, including same-day pickup, same-day delivery, and free two-day shipping. To provide ease and convenience and value to guests visiting the Walt Disney World Resort, Target will open a new store on Disney property that will enhance the experience of guests during their visit. This new Target store will open at Flamingo Crossing in Town Center in 2020, located at the western entrance to Walt Disney World.
I actually don't know where the Town Center.
What, the Flamingo Crossing is where they're building all the new CP housing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
South of Western.
So it's going to be a Target, an actual Target.
Yeah, an actual Target in Walt Disney World.
So I don't have to go to Walmart anymore. I can go to Target.
Yeah, actually, this will probably be my closest Target now.
I think it's cool. I mean, we're getting two in Florida right off the bat. There's one going in Clearwater and one in Jacksonville. They released the list of the 25, I think, that'll be opening October, but it's cool. Think about it. It's not really for us because we have Disney World. We have the Disney store here at the mall. It's for people that are in like Ohio or somewhere in that don't have access to be able to go to a Disney store. There isn't one around, so it makes it a lot easier for them to be able to access some of their favorite Disney items and purchase them.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's not something I will probably utilize very often, if ever, but hey. If it's good for the people of the world, and I'm okay with it.
We are the world.
We are the world. Yes, excellent, excellent. So thank you, Corey. Teresa, anything to say? I know you don't have a rapid fire, but...
I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
I love y'all. I didn't mean to offend anyone. The old people of the world.
We love you too, ageist.
Okay. Shut up.
Denny.
All right. So
Denny's
we all
got
know.
A rapid fire. She's always.
I do. I'm ready.
She's ready.
I'm ready, Teresa.
She's new.
So we all know that Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens on Thursday. But if you decide not to be in Disney's Hollywood Studios on Thursday and you're an annual pass holder, there are a couple of opportunities for Thursday that are really super cool. So I wanted to make sure you knew about it. If you're at Epcot, you can swing by Disney Traders or Mouse Gear and pick up your new Chef Mini Magnet, which is really, really super cute. Of course, I'm looking forward to the one that's coming out in September the most, Chef Remy. So swing by and pick up your magnet. There's also on Thursday only, for pass holders only, there's a special Winnie the Pooh meet and greet in the UK Pavilion. You'll get to be in Christopher Robin's bedroom, okay? And you get to...
Nothing creepy about that.
Okay. Just keep moving. So go and get your picture with Winnie the Pooh.
In the bedroom.
I'm hoping we're talking
in the bedroom.
About you and McGregor age Christopher Robin
right
in his bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm on board for that.
We got two people in this room on board to go into Ewan McGregor's bedroom.
Oh, you know
me. And if you're at Disney's Animal Kingdom, I'm going to keep moving. There's a Simba magnet that you can get at Discovery Trading Company.
That's Thursday?
Starts Thursday.
I want that Simba one.
And then you can meet Baloo, Tarzan, and Jane if you're a pass holder on Thursday only. So they're trying to have people go to anywhere other than Galaxy's Edge on Thursday. Yeah.
By giving out lots of magnets.
Because a magnet or
magnets
Oh my gosh. We got food and wine coming out on that day. We got Star Wars and we got a Simba magnet.
Yay!
What world are we living in? Is this 2019?
It's madness.
This is 20 magnetine.
Yeah.
The magnets. Magnetine.
Okay, I like that.
It's an amazing world.
I'm along for the ride on those magnets. So, very, very fun. Thank you, Denny.
You got it.
Steve!
Yes, so Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is opening very soon. So on August 28th, 2019, the official dedication ceremony is going to be held. If you're not going to be able to attend, they are going to be live streaming on Disney Parks blog, hashtag Disney Parks Live. That team is going to be hosting that event. It's going to be at 9:55 a.m. So if you want to check it out on Disney Parks blog.
Yeah.
Too cool.
It's very excellent. So excited. Very excited. So I think that covers everything.
Oh, my gosh. I really, truly am sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to offend people. Are you kidding?
No, no. Oh, I think we did. We knocked out everything. If we forgot anything.
I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
So there was new information released about Reflections, the new half DVC, half hotel side property. And I will say the restaurant, we got told it's Princess and the Frog themed.
Yeah.
And I love some jambalaya, so I'm really excited to see. Maybe I haven't been recommended the right jambalaya to have yet, but I haven't had the best jambalaya yet at Disney World. Disneyland is a different story. They got some good stuff over there. But I'm excited to see how they because I know Princess and the Frog, they're going to have jambalaya.
Oh, so. Sure.
Yeah. No, I completely – it's actually funny. When Rhino and I were editing the videos – in our room and like going through all of the different announcements and breaking them off into their own, like it got to the point where we're on like the last couple ones and we're like, okay, we have this and what else, and then it was like, oh god, we got Reflections too. Not saying that in a negative way, Reflections is going to be a beautiful resort. Mm-hmm. So for everyone who was ripping on it a couple months ago when they announced it, what was it, a Hilton Garden Inn or something,
yeah,
in the woods that everyone was saying about. And now as more details come out and we get more, now that they'll have the A-frame lodging.
And tree houses.
Those look nice.
It's going to be pretty radical. Mm-hmm. So I think.
I won't not worry back, huh?
If it's DVC, I won't be staying there. But it's not for me. But it could be pretty cool. Or it won't be. But that's all. Those are the only
two
options.
Covered all the bases.
No more in between. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got a logo for the 50th, but it was so brief that they just kind of brushed over that. I think that was it.
It's like the castle, but with the 50 in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Unicorn. Iridescent.
Yeah, it's all words. Everything is going to be silver iridescent.
Golden anniversary. No gold.
Wait, is it the golden anniversary?
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious because everything was silver and like purplish. Oh,
golden.
Oh, stay golden, Disney.
Yes. Okay, that's it. We got things to do, places to be, people to meet. And so thank you all so much for watching. In the words of Jackie Gailey, guys, wasn't that special? Wasn't that magical?
She's watching. Oh, jeez, so Craig.
What?
That's what she's saying right now. Oh, Craig.
The entire episode, she was probably just like, you're doing it right. You're doing it right. And I love Jackie.
Aww. It's a positive.
She knows that all the time.
Miss Jackie.
Hi, yeah, Jackie. So that's it for this episode. We'll be back with you next week for another episode. Thank you all for listening and watching. Rhino, please play that music. You just start it, and then I wrap it up.
Well, I don't know when you want me to.
Have a good week, everyone.